And we're just starting. Usually I do the segues and transitions from the commercial break or song
and
break.
We're back.
And that's usually me. But hey, this is Ryan McIntosh, and we're live here on MK, aka Loose Lips, last show.
It might be. I was thinking about it because, you know, I love it so much that I might want to do one next week. I might. It just depends on what I'm feeling. So I will keep everyone who follows updated with Facebook posts and such, and my blog. So yeah, this might not be the last one, but
might not.
It might not, but it might. I'm pretty sure it won't, because you know we just love doing this way too much, right, Ryan?
Love it.
It brightens my day. I look forward to it the entire day. You know, when I'm in a bad mood, I just think I get to go to my my show tonight.
And it is the highlight of my week.
Your week?
My week. It's like the second highlight. I started playing basketball with Xander McNally in this men's league, and we're going to Sacramento this weekend to play in a tournament. So that's definitely the highlight of this week. But this is second in line.
I'm stoked. Thank you. That means a lot to me.
Yeah, it should. So as she updates us via the face bees, we have an assortment of interesting topics to talk about tonight. We'll be talking about PDA, aka public display of affection. We'll be talking about the friend zone. Can guys and girls exist as friends with absolutely no sexual endeavors involved?
Mm-hmm.
We will be talking about friends with benefits, or beneficial friends, however you might put it. We will be discussing how guys might use girls and how girls might use guys to get what they want. The art of manipulation. Everybody does it, so don't act like you don't.
I don't do it.
Everyone does it in some kind of way.
Manipulation.
It's a human. It's an innate quality. It's an innate trait. Everyone manipulates to some extent to get what they want. Well,
I'm a very honest person. I just tell you flat out.
Just a very brief example to manipulate. Maybe your coaches or your teachers. You show up to class early to seem like you're a good studious student.
That's not manipulation.
That's a form of manipulation.
That is not a form. Manipulation is like, is kind of stretching out the truth.
That's an exaggeration.
No. Manipulation, it's like getting someone to do what you want without them knowing that they're doing what you want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess. I guess that's a sneakier version of manipulation, but...
Because I'm manipulating you to think that I'm talking about manipulation.
Yeah, so anyways, MK... Yeah, and we will be having Jamal Joseph Clark on the air tonight. My boy, one of my brothers, one of my best friends. I'm stoked to have him here. He'll be here in a few minutes. And
we're gonna have a fun show. We're gonna talk about, you know, some serious relationship stuff in the beginning, just to keep it kind of calm in the beginning. Because the second half, I decided that I would do a kind of like a dirty would you rather. So I'm just going to get nasty and gross.
I hope
and
all
weird.
Your clothes stay on during the session.
They never stay on.
Yes, they do. Okay. So
anyway, like I was saying, I'm going to get a dirty, weird, gross would you rather sesh with Ryan and Jamal. And I'm going to see how freaky they are.
Talking, not doing physically anything, because we'll be on the radio, so we'll be speaking into microphones.
Why would you think that I'm talking about actually
you
getting
just said,
freaky?
I'm going to have a dirty would you rather session with Jamal and Ryan, see how freaky they are.
Would you rather? Yeah. Like,
yeah, that just sounds a little ominous for me and Jamal.
I'm not saying, hey, would you rather do this or this to me right now? No, I'm saying...
No, but that's definitely what you just said. So
that is definitely not what I just said.
Those words just came out of your mouth. Anyways.
Whatever, man.
Relationship segment.
Relationship. We can't say relationship today.
Relationship segment. We want to know, me and all six listeners out there
We have a lot more listeners than that. Remember last week?
We had a lot of listeners last week. We had like 13.
Impressive. That's double.
That's double our average. What we usually get. MK, we want to know your relationship status currently, your plans, how are things going, what's it like? You're usually pretty open about it, so let's get into it. I want to know what's going on.
With my relationship?
Yep, you and your B-friend.
It's cool. It's cool. Things are going well. Just kind of winding things down for the summer. I don't really know what's going to happen over the summer. Just kind of going to see what happens when it happens, you know? I'm going to let the... I'm just going to let kind of fate decide what's going to happen.
Fate. Who's in control of fate?
Whatever happens, happens. That's my opinion on it. What do you think about that?
That sounds like a cop-out. It kind of sounds like an excuse.
An excuse?
Whatever happens.
Well, what am I supposed to say?
Happens. Just I'll let fate.
What do you want me to say?
Take control. I mean, that just sounds like it's out of your control. Like it's out of your hands. Like you have, no matter what you do, things are going to happen the way that they're going to happen.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. Cool. I'm going to be in one place and he's going to be in a completely different place, really far away. And I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Well, you could either stay with him or break up with him. There's two things.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, what am I supposed to do about the situation?
Oh, what are you supposed to do? Rather than what you can do. What do you think you're supposed to do?
I'm just supposed to see what happens, what happens. That's what I think.
I guess so.
If it gets to a point where both of us are unhappy, then, you know, gonna break it off. But we're gonna try and get through it. And
what does get through it mean? As in do long distance?
Yeah.
You guys talked about that?
Yeah. It's a very hot debate.
Hot. Yeah. How far away is he going to be?
Thousands of miles.
Thousands of miles. Possibly on another continent?
Yes.
And how's the relationship been to this day? Has it been really, really strong going into this? Is it kind of just, eh? Is you feel like going in halfway, full-heartedly, you're really excited about doing this long-distance thing, you want to make it work, you're going to visit him, he's going to visit you, like, what's it look like?
Well, I'm not visiting him, because that's thousands of dollars. But, you know, I'm not excited about the whole long-distance thing. It's not something that I'm looking forward to, because obviously I want to be as close as possible to him that I can. But... you know, we're going to try it. We're going to see how it goes.
Do you love him?
No.
So you are going to have a long distance relationship, and I'm just speaking.
Okay, I can't. I don't want to talk about the L word.
Have you said I love you?
No, we have not said that.
No. Do you feel as if you might...
I'm not talking about this right now. This is way too much talk. I haven't even thought about that yet.
Yeah, that's a lie. That's a lie.
How is that a lie?
It runs through the mind of every female within 5 minutes of the relationship.
That is not true.
It's a fact.
Women don't think about saying I love you in the first 5 minutes.
But they think about love.
Well, obviously, you're going to think about, okay, how long is this going to last? When is he going to say, I love you to me?
Who's going
to
cheat on who first?
In our relationship?
Yeah.
We're both not going to cheat.
Both of you will remain celibate until you see each other again, which could be like upwards to like 4 months, 5 months, a year.
The next time I will see him will probably be 3 months.
Why is that?
2 months.
Is he coming back to school out here?
I don't know how long he's going to be home for, but I'm guessing 3 months. I'll see him next. That's just a guesstimate at this point.
Okay. So you are okay with remaining celibate over the summertime. Short skirts, waves for the babes, curls for the girls. You know,
yeah, I'm
outdoor hooping.
I hate cheaters, and I will never ever want to call myself one.
Okay.
I would break up with him before I cheated.
Is there a difference between emotional cheating and physical cheating?
Yes.
Well, obviously so, but is it just as bad?
Emotional cheating?
Is if they're talking, they're, you know, exchanging maybe photos, if they want to get busy, they haven't done yet, but they really, really want to, they're on the brink of it, it hasn't occurred, it's going to happen, it's inevitable, but you catch them before, is that just as bad as him already doing it?
So you're saying, say I were to meet someone over the summer.
Yep. And you really liked him. He was a really cool guy.
And I was talking to him.
Talking to him, hanging out with him.
But I was still dating my boyfriend.
Still dating your boyfriend.
I think that's cheating.
That's cheating?
I think that's cheating. Yeah, definitely. You don't think so?
I don't know. I think I'd be much more angry if my girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, whoever I'm dating at the time, had actually done something rather than just talked about it. Either which one, I'm breaking it off. Like,
so I think
if you suppress human nature and suppress what you're feeling for long enough, it's gonna explode in a great amount.
So what if like you were dating a girl and she was talking to some dude, just not anything like too serious, not to the point where they were ever going to be together, but they just talked and they hung out a couple times, never did anything physical. Would you break up with her?
Yeah, probably, because this happened before, and then something did happen when we did break up. That's why she broke up with me.
Were you guys long distance?
Yep.
Interesting. Interesante.
Because I just think it's festering. It's gonna happen at some point, you know?
What, cheating?
Yeah, not cheating, but she's going to want to, or he's going to want to. And that desire maybe not be too healthy in a long distance relationship, because that could boil over and create some problems. I don't know. What do you think about it?
So what do you think would cure some loneliness when you're missing your boo thing and you guys are long distance? What's a good cure for that?
Well,
first of all, how often did you and your girlfriend at the time talk when you were long distance?
A lot. Every day.
Every day?
Every day. Well, so, yeah. And I was a completely different person. I was much more, I was a little more judgmental. I was a little more harsh, a little more black and white. It was tough to be in a relationship with me, I think. I don't think I was a good boyfriend by the books.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
I paid attention, but I was just not that great of a person, I don't think. And so being in a long distance relationship with me was probably tough on her end, because she wanted to talk to me about things, but I didn't necessarily understand or could be in the same place as her or experience the same things as her. So that's why I wasn't great.
So what's your view on like phone sex? Did you ever do it?
No.
Did you guys ever send pictures?
Yeah.
Like naked pictures?
Yeah. I want to see her body naked.
Yeah. And did you guys ever like video chat?
We did Skype, but that never got dirty. We just
talked. It never got dirty?
Talked on Skype, no.
She never like pulled her shirt down a little bit?
No. Nope, that didn't happen.
No?
Well, this guy video calling is not that clear anyway, so.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, what's it doing for me? And then I can just touch the screen, you know what I mean? But to keep it interesting, I don't know. I was so determined to be a good boyfriend, to be with her. To be honest, I practiced not checking out other girls. I just wouldn't do it. I would drive by a bikini barista and keep my eyes focused. Like, I wouldn't, like, I swear I wouldn't text other girls. Every time another girl would text me or talk to me, I would bring up her.
Be like, oh, my girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, things are going great. I love my girlfriend. Things are great. I was just the ultimate annoyance.
Do you think that that's a good thing that people should be doing with long distance?
Yeah, I think so, because it keeps you accountable, holds you accountable.
So what are your views on, like, your girlfriend going out?
You know,
did you have problems with that?
My views then or my views now?
Now. Like, say it was happening now.
If I was, first of all, I don't know if I would do a long distance relationship. I'd really have to love her. I'd really, like, that's got to be wifey material.
Yeah.
And if she wants to go out, you know what? I trust you, and I'm going to let you do whatever it is you want to do. And she's going to know me well enough to know what I'm comfortable with and what I'm not comfortable with. And I'll make that clear to her. And so
she said, hey, I'm going out tonight with the girls, like, to this guy's house. There's going to be drinking. Would you be comfortable with that?
I say, hey, do you? I'm not making that a priority in my life.
But would you be comfortable with that?
You know what every guy wants his girlfriend to do? He wants her to sit at home with a bucket of ice cream and a movie on Lifetime thinking about him. That's honestly what they want.
No.
Yeah. Fact. Or have a mad girls night where they just have, you know, I don't know, just a girl session. Guys, and from the guys that I know, the guys that I talk to, the majority of them, there's a few of them that are pretty lax on this, but a majority of the young guys that I know would rather their girlfriend stay in.
So guys get jealous. Hold on. I'm going to bring Lauren Clark. She's in the studio on this because I know she has some input on this situation. So go ahead. What mic are you on? That is mic number 4. Okay. Talking it.
Hello.
Okay. Talk a little bit louder.
Hello.
Okay. Perfect. So what we're talking about right now is long distance relationships.
Oh, my favorite.
Which is perfect because you've had one before and you're about to go into one right now. So first of all, I want you to talk about the jealousy factor that was in your prior one, like how you'd have to lie to your boyfriend about going out.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Once actually, it was a Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, and I didn't text him back because I was in Bible study.
Uh-huh.
And he called me 10 times.
10. Wow. 10. Oh my gosh.
Saying that I was ignoring him because I was in another guy's room. Mm-hmm. So there's an extreme example. So he wouldn't let me do anything. If I was going to go to a party, he would freak out. So I just stopped telling him.
Yeah.
That's basically what it turned into.
Yeah. And that's what I think jealousy in long distance relationships can do, is it just turns into straight lying, you know?
That's why you have to know yourself and know the other person, kind of, and be comfortable with that. Because I think in a relationship, a lot of times we think it's us. It's me and you. It's us all the time, when it's actually two separate individuals with two different, you know, mindsets and moral compasses and ideas and goals and whatever may have you. And they're a different person than you. You can't control them. You can't tell them what to do.
But I think that since that is someone that you really like or love, that they should have an input in what you kind of are doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I want to be... Because first of all, I always want a boyfriend's input on something that I'm doing. You know, I don't want to piss him off. I want to know what his opinion is on what I am doing, because I don't want him to keep anything like bottled up. Because say I'm going out and I didn't ask, like, oh, are you okay with me doing this? And he just starts getting more and more upset about it.
What does it matter if he's okay with it, if that's something that you want to do?
Yeah, I kind of see both sides. Like, maybe if it's something...
Because you want to make him happy, you know?
But I wouldn't be like, that's not your job. Hey, boyfriend, can I go to the mall with Mary-Kate? You know?
Well, yeah, but I'm saying more like, hey, like, I'm going to go to a party tonight.
Hey, I'm going to go to this huge frat party and get really drunk. Is that okay? It's like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I know that it's kind of a crappy situation.
It's a double-edged sword, because you want your girlfriend to have a good time, and you want her to enjoy herself. You just don't want any other boys to be within, you know, 30 miles of her. and that's a fact. Why would you want your girlfriend interacting with other guys? Unless it's, you know, your father or your uncle. You know,
or like at a McDonald's drive-thru.
Yeah, or like your 4-year-old nephew or something. You know, like,
yeah.
You just, It's just not something that I don't say, you know what? I want my girlfriend to go out to a party. I want her to drink. And I want there to be a bunch of guys that think she's really pretty.
And I'll hit on her.
Yeah. And a girl doesn't want, hey, I want my boyfriend to go out with his guys to a frat party. And it's a lingerie party with a bunch of girls. Mm-hmm. And I want him to drink and have a good time. Neither of them want that, but both of them want that.
You want them to have a good time. You want them to...
Not that good of a time without you, though. You want them to have the best time when they're with you.
Well, yeah, but you want them to have a good enough time to where they're happy. But you don't want them to have the best time.
Yeah.
Because you'll be like, all right, screw you.
What am
you.
I worth, exactly?
What?
Yeah, because you're going to wonder what you're worth. Because if they're having the greatest time of their life without you, then you're not worth a whole lot.
Yeah, and... I mean, I know Lauren is about to go into...
Yeah.
A long distance relationship. So what does your boyfriend think about you partying?
He is, this sounds cliche, but like perfect. Cause he knows I'm not going to cheat on him. And well, we kind of experienced it over spring break. Like I was at SDSU. I went to a frat party. We were texting. I was like, yeah, I'm at a frat party. And he was like, oh, have fun. Like it didn't matter. And it was so weird for me to be able to just say exactly what I'm doing and him just not care.
Unlike you were so used to
the other one where he would, I had to like watch what I would say.
Yeah. Okay.
Like the first relationship I was in, he would get mad if I was wearing like short shorts. He'd be like, those are really, really short. Like, no, they're not. I don't know.
Yeah. That's a little much. Would you ever do that to your girlfriend?
I was a terrible boyfriend at one point. I was controlling and manipulative and it was all stemmed from insecurity. And so I was just horrible because I didn't want to lose her.
Yeah.
Jealousy, I think, is a little bit different than envy. Jealousy is when you have something and you don't want to lose it. And you become jealous because you think other people or other things are taking that away from you. And so I wanted to know where she was. I wanted to know what she was doing. I wanted to know if she was thinking of me or worrying about me or, you know, telling people how much she loved me. Because that it was all came from how insecure I was, how dependent I was on her to validate the fact that I was good enough.
Every girl wants to hear their boyfriend tell someone else that that's their girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or hear that they were talking about you.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's like the best feeling when like, oh yeah, he was telling me how much he likes you. And you're just like, oh my gosh.
You're just like, yeah. Oh, really?
Everyone wants to be a trophy. Everyone wants to be shown off. Everyone wants to be felt like they're proud of.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like guys don't do that enough.
I feel like guys don't either.
I think guys should do it more.
When I was first with my girlfriend, I loved, oh my gosh, I'm with so-and-so. Oh, no, it's great. She's wonderful. No, I think she's gorgeous. I'm so happy to be with her. But I was more of a female at any point in my life.
You were very feminine.
Oh my gosh. I needed to grow a pair.
So what do you think about the statement, I trust you, but not other people? Do you think that's complete BS?
I think it's I trust you to an extent.
Yeah.
Because look.
I agree.
Look, because a girl can be trustworthy, right? If I'm in a relationship mm-hmm. with Lauren. If me and Lauren are in a relationship and I know that she's a pretty girl. I know she likes to have fun. And she goes out. I trust you, but I don't trust other people. That's saying that, hey, I know you're a good girl, but I know that you know that too. You know what I mean? And so when guys hit on you, you might be flattered by that. And you might play it off. And you might. And that makes me uncomfortable. I know you wouldn't do anything, but...
It's just, I honestly think it's a whole different situation when you factor in alcohol.
Yeah.
That's why you just keep that out of the equation. That's the easiest thing to do.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I'm saying that, you know, say Lauren, like Tyler's going out with his boys.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, I'm going to get hammered tonight.
It kind of makes you a little bit uncomfortable. You don't want to, you want to trust him, but then at the same time, you're like, oh, what if he blacks out?
Well, yeah, like, what if he doesn't know what he's doing? What if there's a girl there all over him? Like,
I feel like it's more scary for guys, though, because girls typically aren't super aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, at a party, you don't, well, sometimes you do, but you don't really see girls trying to go hit on all these guys. Like, it's more the guy trying to, like,
pick up on the girl. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well,
I feel like both parties use alcohol as an excuse.
I don't. I feel like alcohol is
No, in the sense that, oh, I didn't know I was like drunk. Da, 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 da.
Well, oh, like an excuse for cheating or a mistake?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I didn't mean to kiss him. Yeah. I don't remember.
No.
I've heard that so many times.
I think that is a bad excuse. But I think the whole getting mad at someone or worried for someone when they're out drinking is a good reason to be worried.
Why?
Because whenever you're drinking, you get this courage that you've never had before. And you get so confident and you feel like nobody could stop you. And you just want to go up to everyone and say what's up to everyone. If someone's
and everyone's your best friend. You take a shot with them and all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, add me on Facebook. What's your number? It's
just exactly. Like, and it could turn into something else.
How? Why would it?
Because when there's two people doing the same thing to each other, both, you know, super confident, a little hazy minded, it could lead to trouble. I'm not saying that's a good excuse. I'm not saying that saying to your boyfriend the next day, "Hey, baby, I kissed someone."
Yeah, I get that.
But it's because I was drunk. That's,
but look.
You should still be dumped.
That's two things. One I already brought up. One is that you're suppressing something when you're not drunk. That you kind of want to do, and being drunk kind of lets that loose. It kind of opens the floodgates for something possible to happen that you might have wanted to happen at some point in your life, and now it's just a little more easier to do because
you're I don't influence. Agree.
Well, why would you do it in the first? Why would you do it? And secondly,
I don't think you go into a night.
No, not
saying,
not at all. Not at all.
But I don't think you have that mentality when you're drinking. Like, oh, I've always wanted to hook up with this guy
that.
With. This colored hair and
anyways,
this complexion.
Anyways.
Like, with a ginger.
I want to hook up with this fire crotch tonight. It's always been on my bucket list and I'm drinking so I can now.
Secondly, why would you put yourself in that situation to begin with?
What, drinking?
If there's
at a party?
If there's a possibility of it going wrong and you know that and you're well aware of that, why would you...
Because it's fun.
You sound like my ex-boyfriend. I would be like, well, why would you care if I went to a party? He's like, well, why would you even go to a party? Why would you put yourself in that situation?
No.
It's like, because my friends are there.
No.
No, we're in college.
You just told me.
It's summer.
You just told me that when I'm drinking, then blah, 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 blah. Sound like every dumb girl, every typical girl. And you go, when I'm drinking.
I want to kick you in the face.
Keep your toes away from my face. When I'm drinking, I might do this. This might happen because I'm drinking. That's a pretty lame excuse to me.
I've said that probably three times already. Said it's not a good excuse.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying that it worries me when I hear the, oh, I'm going drinking out with the boys. That worries me because boys like to heckle each other and push each other to that edge.
Yeah.
Guys don't really care about other guys' girlfriends.
That's so true.
I don't do that with my guy friends.
If you guys are all drinking and you guys are, you know, hey, that girl's really hot over there.
Damn,
you should go
look
talk
at that
to
girl's
her.
Ass.
Or a group of girls comes up and talks to you. You guys are going to be like, oh, I have a girlfriend. Guaranteed.
Because then you're going to ruin it for your other friends.
You're going to be that cock block.
Why is that even a priority?
What?
I'm just saying, like, if I'm in relationship mode, like, these are not even, like, possibilities for me. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm in relationship mode, I'm so in love with this girl. I'm so on the verge of wanting to a really big commitment that these aren't even, like, venues or avenues I could coast down. Because I've already prevented the consequences. Does that make sense?
Like, you would never be drinking with your friends.
It's just you're different from other guys. Oh, don't roll your eyes at me.
That just sounds so cliche.
We need
it's
like
true,
a Keenan in here.
Oh God, that would be
I'm
the
saying,
perfect.
If I'm playing basketball, why would I dribble into a corner, into a trap? That just sounds like a bad situation. You know what I mean? I would
because
avoid
because
the situation
guys think
with.
That they can get away with anything.
I don't know what guys you're talking about.
95%
of the male population.
I want to look up like statistics. I can't say that
statistics.
Word.
Statistics.
Of who cheats more.
Guys. I'll look it up right now.
Because I have always felt that. And this is kind of random, but it's been true. I feel like the guys who are super, super controlling and jealous are the ones that are cheating.
Yeah, that happened to you.
Exactly, and that's happened to other people that I know.
And Jamal Joseph Clark is in the house. My boy, my brother, my best friend, JJ, has entered the building. Sit down and grab a microphone. Thank you, because we need some guys' perspective on...
A guy who actually consumes alcohol and can go along with these scenarios.
Thank you.
Makes it sound like a bad thing.
It's not.
She's a guy who actually drinks. A real guy. A real man. Turn his mic on.
Hold your horses. All right, Jamal, go ahead and say hi.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, let's ask Jamal about this question.
I'm dominated by estrogen in here, Jamal. it doesn't make any sense. They're just a bunch of dumb dumbs.
I got you, Ryan.
So long distance, right? Long distance relationships. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, say your girl wants to go out with her girls and there's going to be drinking. What are your opinions on that?
Yeah, that's cool. That's really not an issue.
Yeah. So that's what we kind of agreed upon in it. We were talking about... how, you know, early on in my relationship with my ex-girlfriend, I was super, like, controlling and didn't want her to go out because I didn't want anything bad to happen, you know? Mm-hmm. And but now I'm a little more lax because I'm comfortable with myself. You know what? Hey, do what you want. MK brought up the point that she gets a little nervous if her B-friend were to go out and be drinking with the boys. And I asked her why. And she said, well, when you're drinking, you're like... a little more hazy, a little more confident, saying what's up to everybody, and maybe...
And girls are going to be coming up to you at the bar, and they're going to be like, what up? And all your boys are going to be, like, heckling you, like, oh, yeah,
like, damn, girl. She's so hot.
Yeah, and what problem does that bring up, MK? What could possibly happen?
What do you mean, what could it possibly
happen? What did you say earlier, so we can cue Jamal? What could possibly happen? They could possibly end up...
What if they hit it off, you know? What if they're actually talking, and then he's kind of like, whoa, this girl's cool. You know, what if it leads to something and they're both drinking?
Yeah.
Drinking more and more.
Well, if the guy's really committed to his girl, that wouldn't happen.
Bang! Bang!
What if he's like,
bang!
Okay, stop!
If he's blacked out, then he's not going to be able to do anything. But no matter how much he's drinking, if he's really committed to her, then
bang!
Oh my God.
It's not an issue.
He must have been listening to the FP radio show because he's with it. We got good guys here in Dominican.
You were scary.
Thank God.
High character guys here.
High character guys. High class guys. We'll take your daughters out. And your sisters.
Wait. What do you think? What do you think about... what was I going to say? What do you think is the first level of cheating? You know what I'm saying?
First level of cheating.
Like, say you got your hands on this girl's, like, hips. Is that cheating?
That's an issue, yeah.
So I'm talking about
you. What about dancing? That's not cheating.
Dancing's not cheating, but just touch the hands.
Touching the hips is cheating, but dancing isn't.
Depends on
who's dancing. We seen some freak shows at the dance, okay? Getting down, boogieing. And they were doing a little too much. And Jamal, I said, you know what? I said this. I said, if a guy is really about his girl, like, if I'm in relationship mode, like, none of these are even possibilities. Like, they're not even avenues I could stroll down, you know, because I'm just not putting myself in that situation to begin with. Mm-hmm. I made a sports analogy to basketball. Why would I go dribble into a trap knowing it's bad news? Why would I just avoid it? Give the ball to somebody else.
But you have to admit that when guys are out drinking together, that, you know, it gets a little... what's the word? What am I trying to
when
think
When guys of? Are out anywhere together, regardless of if guys are drinking or not, I could be with Jamal, Ricky, and Dart, and we'll be chilling, and we'll be having a heckle fest.
And not the entire time, but there's going to be times where you guys are like, oh, damn, check that girl out. And then, like, say, like, the girls come over to you, and you're flirting. Do you think that's cheating?
Flirting?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think you're dancing on a thin line, because I think girls know how far they can go without going over the edge. And same thing with guys.
Let me ask you a question, Jamal.
Okay.
You're at a bar. You're drinking. You're with all your friends.
Uh-huh.
A really, really attractive girl comes up to you and starts talking, just being, like, friendly.
Uh-huh.
Are you just going to be rude to her, or
no,
will you?
I'm going to be friendly back, yeah.
And what if she wants to kind of... What if she starts
doing a hand on the leg, giggling... That whole thing. What do you do? You're just like, I have a girlfriend.
Do you say you have a girlfriend in the beginning of the conversation, or do you say it?
Do you like try to bring it up, or like?
I think you just bring it up later on. Depends if she tries to, you know, touch your leg or things like that. You're like, yeah, I have a girlfriend.
You back off and you say, oh, I have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Do you think that's the same thing that you would do if you were sober or drunk? Do you think when you're drunk that you act differently?
No, I'm the same when I'm impaired.
You're the same?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jamal just, he boogies a little harder.
Just boogies a little harder.
What?
He just boogies a little harder.
You boogie a little harder.
Yeah.
So
a little too hard.
Two step goes a little too.
Okay,
next
so
level.
let's go over this. Hands on the hip, cheating?
No.
No, it's not technically cheating until you do something.
What about like arm over her? Is that a little
like walking with like another guy walking with my girl under his arm?
Yeah.
Oh god.
What? Okay,
that's what? It's not like, cheating.
Look at it this way.
But it's would like you, not
would,
okay.
Yeah, would you do the same thing if your girlfriend or boyfriend was in the room with you? And that's how you can.
I like that.
That's how you can do it.
That's true.
If I would be just as comfortable doing what I'm doing right now if my lady friend was right here watching me.
True story. Because my last girlfriend we would go to parties and dance with other people. It wasn't a problem.
Yeah, yeah. And if that's where you're at, that's cool.
Would you guys get mad about it?
No.
No.
As long as there wasn't, you know, you weren't touching. If you're just boogieing, then. It's not an
boogie.
Issue.
Just boogieing.
Oh. Boogie's a lot different than what y'all think. Boogie's a good old time. Good old fun.
Good
clean
old
time.
Clean fun.
Clean fun. Not no link boogie.
The link boogie is
not
bad.
Not no one-arm softball chick boogie. not no twerking on the table boogie.
Twerking on the link.
Just boogie.
Clean boogie.
Jamal, we were also wanting to discuss what we were talking about earlier today. Me and Jamal had a conversation about my girlfriend has a guy friend that's like her, you know what I mean? If I had a
girlfriend, best friend,
they're
who
besties,
they're always texting,
they're
yeah.
talking,
can't do it.
He just switched his major. I was thinking about hanging out with him.
Nope.
Anyways, me and so and so were talking earlier today. How cool are you, Lauren? How cool are you with say you're dating Jamal? Jamal's like, yeah, I was talking to Stacy earlier and me and her were planning on doing this, or you know what, Stacy was over at my house last night, we were kicking it, me and Stacy walked to class, Stacy told me that she switched her major, Stacy, how cool are you with that?
Okay, first of all,
Stacy is just as attractive as you are.
I would want to have met her.
You know, no, you guys are all friends. You're all friends.
Oh, we're all friends, we're all cool.
They were besties before you guys dated. Like,
and we're all cool though.
Besties,
then I think cool. That's I would
think
be
it's
okay
fine,
with that.
But I would kind of wonder why he would never bring me along. Because mm-hmm. I could see like, oh yeah, we went after class, we went to go grab some food. Mm-hmm. But if they're doing that every day, it's like, well, why didn't you ever invite me? You know?
Yeah.
Like, why can't I be there when you guys go to the movies? When you go, whatever.
All right.
What do you think about your girl texting other guys, but not anything flirty? Like,
guys text girls for two reasons. Three reasons.
Go.
Three reasons.
Let's go. Let's hear.
Guys text girls for attention. Guys text girls for action. And guys text girls for food.
That's what Ryan texts me for food.
Three things.
I can believe that.
Three things. True. Attention. Action, food, or there's something that needs to happen. Like, we need to get ready for a test. We need to go to class.
Yeah.
We need to get somewhere. You know what I mean?
And that's like a four reasons. Like two texts back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
So the mm-hmm. last two are okay, but the first two are not.
But what
attention,
if it's
attention,
like, oh, my mom has cancer,
no,
and they want to talk about it.
That's a manipulation. That's a pump fake. That's a slide. That's a way to get in and get a girl emotional about you.
Oh, true. God.
Yep.
What?
It's
no.
a whole system.
Yes, it is. I got a story for that one, but we'll save that story. That's a way for a guy to be like, oh, yeah, I'm feeling sad. You know, this is going on. I really need you. Like, I really enjoy talking to you. You just kind of get me. You're just such a good friend, and you're so sweet.
Sitting there, get the attention.
Okay, but I mean, I have, like, I know that. At Dominican, one of my really good guy friends is Hunter Horenstein. And him and I just text all the time. Just talk about stuff.
Bullshit.
Like bands and radio and cool stuff like that. But it would never, ever be anything.
But do you know that for him, though?
Yes. Hunter
like,
is not.
I feel like.
At one point in his life, he's thought about taking you down. At one point in his life, it has crossed his mind. Fact.
No.
That's how guys operate. It's a fact.
No.
Unless you got a dick, you don't know. It's a fact.
He's telling the truth.
No, it's Hunter.
Exactly. Exactly. At one point in his life, he's thought about dicking you down. Say it. Put it on blast. Say it. He ain't listening.
Well, I kind of got to put Mary Kate on blast for this.
Bang.
She has an excuse, though. She thought he was gay.
See? Yeah. Point in case.
That was the beginning of freshman year. Hunter and I were both under the influence. And we were friends, and it was a friend kiss.
What the hell is a friend kiss?
It was legit like 2 seconds.
What is
and a friend
kiss?
And they were like laughing about it. And then she's like, I just kissed that gay guy Hunter. And I was like, he's not gay.
Exactly.
He had this huge ass like sombrero
on. Hunter knew exactly what he was doing.
Hunter knew exactly what he was doing.
No, he didn't. Hunter, you don't realize how bad he was last year.
Hey, came what he got for. Or he got what he came for.
So do you think, it's a problem that I text him a lot?
No, it's not a problem at all.
Or like...
Not for you.
No.
So a boyfriend should be upset about that?
No.
He should have his worries.
Hey, don't get too comfortable. That's all I'm saying. Don't get too comfortable with your body. Don't get too comfortable emotionally. Always be working to get better. Always be trying to impress her because that's how you got her from day one.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
You
didn't start off being a slacker.
So say... So I have this guy friend at home. His name's Michael, and he had showed interest in me, but I had always said, you know, I'm not into you that way.
Common case.
But I wanted to just be friends with him because he's a really cool guy, and like we have a lot in common. Is it bad that I look at him as a friend, but he looks at me as something else?
It's not bad for you.
But is it bad but is it bad that I would talk to him?
Only if you think it's bad.
Okay.
Only if you think it's bad.
Speaking of that, the friend zone.
How to get
yourself out of the friend zone.
I set the record for the most times being put in the friend zone.
I think I'm right behind you.
Me and Jamal are tied for first.
How do you know you're in the friend zone?
When you get the side hug.
The side hug is crucial.
Or
or the pat.
Oh.
The pat. The rub. The rub, maybe.
Or when you get the... Yeah, I think I'm going to start my period later this week. When a girl tells you when her period is.
She's about to cycle.
You know you're the friend zone when they talk to you about other guys. When they're like, oh my gosh, I really like this guy.
And then you're
kind of thinking like, oh, is it
me? I sit there and listen.
I'm going to text him.
Too nice, bro. Sit and listen. You're like, oh, really? Oh, he's being such a jerk.
Don't worry.
He is being a jerk. You know, you deserve much better than that. I wish I was with you.
Oh, God.
You know? I was in the friend zone way too long. You gotta start being an a-hole. All the a-holes get girls.
That's not true.
It's a little bit true.
Sometimes.
It's a little bit true.
I can kind of see that.
Everyone messed around with an a-hole at some point in their life.
Oh,
I'm trying to be that
definitely.
Mistake. I'm trying to be that mistake. I'm trying to be that a-hole that's like, you know what? You shouldn't be with that guy. He's a jerk. I'm that jerk.
You're that jerk.
I'm that jerk.
So how do you get yourself out of the friend zone?
You don't.
You never get yourself out of the friend zone.
One cold, lonely night gets you out of the friend zone.
One cold, lonely night will get you out of the friend zone.
Real quick. Or get you deep in the friend zone.
Yeah.
So you guys are both lonely and she invites you over and it just turns into something and then you're out of the friend zone? Is that how it works? Or?
Yep. She's got to find you somewhat attractive.
Mm-hmm.
If she doesn't find you attractive, then it's a mistake for her.
Have you ever seen the movie Just Friends?
No.
With Ryan Reynolds?
No.
I have.
He was really fat in high school, and he was always just friends with this girl.
I've seen it.
And then he came back, and he was
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
And he was trying to get himself out of the friend zone, but he turned into a jerk, and she didn't want to be...
Yeah, we're talking about a fictional movie. All white
people. Yeah, but it happens. Shut up.
JK, bro.
Say he turned into a jerk, but she wanted to be with the guy that she used to know that she
had
as just a friend.
Why wouldn't she be with him, Jamal?
Because he was fat and ugly.
Exactly.
Shallow. Is that what you're saying? She was shallow?
Okay, Mary-Kate, if a fat, ugly guy who was really nice liked you. Yeah, okay, so... Oh, my gosh. I can't. Okay, never mind. I was going to say a name.
I know it. Yeah, I know it. I'm there with you. We're there. Bang. We're there.
Wait, do that again.
If a big guy who's really nice... you already know. Really likes you and really is asking sweet. You out. Really sweet. Never even hurt a fly. Are you telling me that you would go on a date with him?
She's not.
No, you wouldn't. And neither would I. Exactly. I'm sorry. I'm being honest.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's your story.
Real females up in here. MK lives in a fantasy Ryan Reynolds world.
I would make sweet, passionate love to fat Ryan Reynolds.
No. Ew.
What?
Fat you too.
But that whole guy friend... girlfriend thing is a little risque, because I was in a situation my sophomore year my freshman year when I was at college and this girl was at a different college. She's like, oh no, he's totally just a friend, like hangs out in our friend group. No, he's like with my other friends, so that'd be like totally weird. You know, it's like, wouldn't ever do it. Ew, gross. He's like a total man whore. You know, bam, we broke up 3 weeks later. Bang, done deal. No, definitely not that.
No,
more just kissing. That's the end of it.
That's what she told you.
Yeah, that's what she told me. Is why I don't trust no hoes.
Can't trust them.
Do you think every girl's a hoe at heart?
Everyone. Every girl's got some hoe in her, except for my mama.
So your mom, okay.
Except for my mama.
Your grandma.
Yeah, she was a hoe. She was a hoe back in Korea.
Oh, God.
She got knocked up.
I don't think every girl's a hoe.
You're right.
They have it deep down inside of her.
Yeah, every girl got a little hoe in her.
Every guy has whore in them.
Exactly.
It's human nature.
It's
that's not an excuse.
That's not an excuse. I can use me being drunk to be a hoe as an excuse. If you can use human nature.
Never an excuse.
If you can use human nature as a guy way to be a whore, then I can use, I was drunk.
No. Yes. Guys have more of a sex drive than females do.
That's not true.
I know from experience that
is not true.
MK, are you a hoe?
What?
Huh? Just asking, bro.
What? Am I a hoe?
No,
I'm not a hoe.
No. It's against human nature to be, monogamous. What's the word? It's really against.
Yeah, monogamous.
We strive to have several partners or, you know, be sexually active with more than one person. It's kind of just
nothing. But it doesn't have to be at the same time.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't have to be at the same time.
You know what I mean? So, the guy friend thing, you know, I'm not a fan. I don't have any girlfriends that I'm just like...
Yeah. I don't have any girlfriends when... No.
When you have a girlfriend, you don't have any friends that are girls.
I don't have any friends that I'm texting, hanging out with.
Yeah,
no.
Why would I need to text, hang out with other girls?
I think that's weird.
So are you telling me if you got a girlfriend next week, you would never hang out with JJ and Rhea? Like, you just would avoid them?
No. I'll bring my girl around with them.
And he's not staying the night there.
I'm not staying
the night
there.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
He's not, look at this, I'm not getting caught up in a situation where I am one-on-one with a girl for an extended period of time.
When you have a girlfriend.
When I got a girlfriend.
I don't have a problem with.
I can see extended, like.
Like, we're not hanging out from the hours
a movie night.
Of 9 to 12. We're not just. Because for one, I don't want to be kicking it with her. I want to be kicking my girlfriend.
Okay, yeah, I would wonder about that if my boyfriend was telling me, yeah, I'm going to go hang out with Stacy. We're going to go watch movies in her room.
Yeah.
You know, it's 10 at night. I would be a little bit confused by that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if it's something like, yeah, we're going to grab some lunch, I would just be like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, we're heading to lunch together. You need some. That's cool. Not a problem.
Yeah. I guess it depends on what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You agree?
But I still think that's BS it's human nature for guys to be like that. Horse. And girls aren't allowed to be hoes.
I didn't say that girls aren't allowed to be hoes. They're more than welcome to be hoes.
Well, no, I'm saying every girl deep down is a hoe, but every guy, just human nature. He can't help but being a whore.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say those words never came out of my mouth. I didn't say he can't.
No, like, okay, it's such a double standard because let's say a guy's had sex with 10 girls.
Ultimate double
then
standard.
Then he's cool, you know, he's bang got up. It, you know, he could pull girls. Bang, bang. And then if a girl's had sex with 10 guys,
she's a
whore. For like, sure. Everyone would look at her like, two. Oh my God. She probably has HIV and syphilis.
Loose lips.
Can't do it.
Fact.
Loose lips.
Double standard.
That's not fair.
Girls get into the club for free. Guys don't.
Double standard.
Double standard.
That's because girls are hot and guys are not.
Ooh.
What?
Guys are like...
What?
You sounded like a first grader.
I mean, coming from the standpoint of like the bouncer.
Oh, man.
Coming from the standpoint of the bouncer, a guy's going to, like, obviously the bouncer's going to think the girl's hot instead of a guy because he's, unless he's gay. Yes.
Okay, moving on. There's a different three-point line for girls and boys. Double
okay,
standard.
Okay, you do not run this show. You cannot say when we're moving on.
Well, I...
That's a good one. The three-point line.
Wait, yeah. What just happened? What's the subject?
The net in volleyball is higher for guys than it's for girls. It's a double standard.
That's not a double standard.
Because of their physical...
So guys and girls aren't equal.
Ability.
So guys and girls aren't equal.
No.
They're not.
They're not equal.
Fact. So let's not talk about double standards.
Bang.
Bang.
Whatever, Ryan.
McIntosh is good.
Bang.
You're just an idiot.
It's my boy.
I'm just an idiot. That's the punchline? That's what we got to go to?
You're just an idiot, Ryan.
I'm just on fire tonight with my third grade comebacks.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
This makes guys better.
So I thought that to end this show, that we would do some kind of gross and weird and dirty would you rather questions.
Okay. Let's go.
And I want the truth from everyone.
Gotcha.
Okay, so
I'm a dirty guy.
These ones are gross. We're gonna start with the gross ones. So would you rather be trapped in an elevator with wet dogs or with three fat men with bad breath?
Wet dogs.
One more time.
Can you stop texting and listen? Be trapped in an elevator with wet dogs or with three fat men with bad breath?
Wet dogs.
Okay, all right.
Sounds easy.
Would you rather, let's see, run your tongue down 10 feet of a New York City street or press your tongue into a stranger's nostril?
Nostril.
Nostril.
Nostril?
Nostril for sure.
Would you rather chew a piece of toenail off a dirty man's foot or thoroughly lick his unshowered armpit?
Armpit.
No, armpit. It's quicker.
I can't chew the toenail.
Armpit. Oh, toenail. What?
Would you rather lick up someone else's vomit or let someone pee in your mouth and swallow it?
No, this needs to stop.
No.
Pee. No. I can't do the vomit. It's chunky. And then I'll start throwing up.
Or piss in my mouth.
I'll just tell them to drink a lot of water so it's like kind of diluted.
<That's> nasty.
It'd be so warm.
Pee is sterile, though.
Yeah. And if they just drink a lot of water, you're
Which
good.
Which one, Jamal? Vomit or pee?
I guess I have to go with the pee. The vomit's pretty nasty.
I'm not licking up vomit.
Yeah, pee.
Would you rather swim in a pool for an hour of human blood or hang upside down for 8 hours?
I'm swimming in a pool.
Yeah.
Human blood.
I'm swimming around.
Having a good time, too.
Yep. I'm staying the shallow end, though.
Would you rather eat a shot glass full of live wasps or eat a shot glass? Some weird person online.
She has more interesting ones.
I want to know if the shot glass of bees includes the shot glass.
No.
Also.
No.
You just got to eat the bees?
Yeah. I would eat the shot glass.
Yeah.
Would you rather have every single hair on your body plucked or every fingernail ripped off?
Oh my God, I've heard this one. I don't know.
Does that include hair on my head?
Yeah.
Fingernail. But like your eyebrows.
Eyelashes.
Fingernail.
Like a cancer patient?
Yep. Or your fingernails.
Oh God. That would be so painful.
I would do fingernails. What?
Fingernails. I don't want to be bald.
All of them.
No, I think I'm going my hair.
Your hair?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Fingernails?
Yeah.
All your hair?
Do it.
Would you rather French kiss a dog or have a baby spit up drool into your open mouth?
I'm making out with a dog.
Dog.
Kissing a dog.
Okay, let me look at these ones over here.
These are some good ones.
MK.
Would you rather be puked on or pooped on during sex?
What?
Oh,
Which one?
Oh my God.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Puked or pooped?
Okay, I guess I'm going to have to say puked. Because pooping, that's just so gross. But not chunky puke. Maybe just like that bile puke when you don't eat and you're sick, you know?
Like the mucus.
Like that really acidic one. It'll like burn your throat.
She just pooped. It pukes all over me. But then I picture like if I'm ever getting it from the back and then I just pull out and then... That'd be disgusting. I couldn't do that.
Which one, Jamal? Puke or poop?
I'll go with the puke.
Puke.
Would you rather be caught masturbating by your landlord or your coworkers?
Landlord.
Landlord. Guess me choking the chicken. What?
Landlord?
What's up, bro? Get out.
Landlord.
Would you rather be gagged or have rough butt sex?
I'd rather be gagged.
And not pitching or catching on the butt sex.
Which one, Jamal?
Where's Jamal at in the butt sex?
Am I pitching or am I catching though?
Whichever one you want.
I'm having rough butt sex.
Yeah.
With a guy.
No.
Oh never. God.
Never.
No.
Yeah.
These questions.
Would you? Would you rather? MK. Would you rather have angry butt sex or get trained on by two guys? Two very, very attractive guys. Two dreamy guys or angry butt sex with one.
Trained on.
Dang.
Lauren?
Oh, God.
Rough butt sex?
I don't know. That sounds rough painful. That's sex. Like dangerous because bad things can happen.
All right. Normal butt sex with one dreamy guy trained on by two dreamy guys.
Do you like this guy? Are you like in a relationship?
You're neutral.
I guess. Oh, my God. The one. I'll just take one.
The one booty sex.
One in the butt.
Oh, God.
One to the crack.
You would rather a rough all butt sex?
He said not rough. He changed it for me.
All right. Would you rather get on your face?
Come? Wait, what's that?
Semen?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ejaculated. Just not in the eyes, but just like.
All around it?
Yeah. Just like that. You can go wash up and stuff after.
Like in my hair? That's the worst. It's like makes it like dread. Keep going.
Or would you just rather swallow a big load? Like I hadn't got off in like a week load.
I'd rather swallow a big load. A spitter is a quitter. I'm kidding.
No, I'm not.
Honestly.
You take it into the face or you swallowing a big load, like a big healthy, I'm gonna make a baby load.
If it's not in my eyes or hair, I guess face, but no, that would never happen.
Take it into the dome.
Straight to your face.
No, get it in, I don't know. It's not fun.
All right. Would you rather have sex with a long, skinny wiener or a short, fat one? You want a hot dog or a Coke can? What do you want?
I would say hot dog.
Hot dog.
I would say hot dog.
Long skinny?
I don't want to chode.
Yeah, I don't want to chode and I don't want to widen anything.
Don't want to get, you know.
Long skinny.
Long skinny.
Yeah.
I mean, does that still do anything for you? Is long and skinny? Like,
I feel like, yeah. Hey. I feel like long and skinny does just as good as normal, right?
Not just as good. No. It's better than a big chode, though.
Yeah, I think chodes.
You ever had any chodes? You ever had any chodes?
No.
No.
And you had any really, really small ones?
Yes.
Yes.
Tell me.
My first boyfriend. My first one.
Damn.
And I thought it was normal.
So did I.
Oh.
So did I. I was like, oh, hey,
I've been the follow-up guy. Like, wait a minute.
I was like, really? This is what it is? This is how it's supposed to be?
I was like, oh, it doesn't hurt at all for my first time.
Mine didn't
all hurt. My friends said that it hurts when it totally doesn't.
No, mine didn't hurt at all.
Me either.
Did it feel good? Was it cool?
It was just like...
I don't really know.
It was just like skin rubbing against skin. That's how it felt.
Oh my God.
That's all bad, bro.
How big was it? Show me with your hands.
What? Oh,
that's
God.
That's like 4.5 inches.
Hard. This is an erection.
There's no way.
That's how old, hard.
How old? How old
that yeah, mean? Hard.
That's like, hold on.
How old are you?
We were 17.
Yeah.
What?
17? That sucks.
And literally, he would last maximum 5 minutes. Maximum.
He wouldn't like pull out, take a breath, and you know.
No.
5 minutes?
He just 5 minutes max.
50 pumps, 5 minutes, and he's done?
Yep.
Wow.
I feel like my first time was 5 minutes, but after that.
After that, it was like 20 and on, right?
It was pretty good, yeah.
What, I mean, pump it out and then take a breather.
What's the normal size for guys?
Move on.
Isn't it 6 inches?
That's the, yeah.
No, it's normal. Average. Five and a half hard for a man.
Hard?
I think so.
5 and a half, wait.
The average size for African Americans is like 7, though.
Yeah.
Five.
I think I just hit that mark. I think I'm good. Four. 7.
That's like your 5. This is 5.
That's like 5.
What? Average size male.
That's like 5 and a half.
5 and a half average size male.
I need a ruler.
Okay, my first one must have been like
a good 3.
It was like,
what? No.
That's a midget.
What? It was
that's
like a, it was like a,
not three,
it's a little boy.
Not three.
It was like the length of a caterpillar.
I think when I'm chub, like when I'm.
It was like the length of like a sour when gummy I'm, worm.
When I'm, of a sour gummies.
Stop. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. It's like the length of my
iPhone,
middle finger.
A little less than an iPhone.
No, you're lying.
iPhone.
No.
Everyone has an iPhone.
No.
No, yeah, that's about accurate. Or my middle finger.
Yeah.
But the size of my middle finger. Maybe a little bit more. Maybe like that.
So
on
what,
a good day.
What's a good size that's one? What's a good, what's
like
a good,
this? You don't want it to oh be God, big where it hurts you. You
yeah,
know?
if it's too big or thick, it'll obviously hurt. But I think, what do you think? Like, maybe the size of, like, I'm trying to think of
yeah,
something.
I'm with it. I'm there. That's cool.
Maybe like the size of this phone. No, it's a little big. Right?
That's oh, God.
That's
tear you up. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
maybe that's too big.
Yeah.
Maybe the size of this pen.
A little bigger.
See that?
But a little thicker, obviously.
Just a little thicker.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm good. You good?
I'm in the money. I'm gonna. Yeah.
Oh, Jamal. Jamal's already okay.
Oh, God.
He's got the phone dick. Anyway.
What?
What?
Moving on.
I don't know, dude.
Couldn't tell you, bro.
We're done.
Yeah.
It's 10:05. We just breeze right through that. Okay. I think I'm going to... Yeah, I'm going to have a show next week. Last show will be next Wednesday, 9 to 10. Ryan will probably be here.
Chip!
Yeah.
Jamal, so. You coming back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jamal's in the money.
I'll be here for the whole show this time.
The whole show, the whole big shebang.
Cool. Maybe Lauren will come again.
Yeah.
This is a good little group. Okay, so next Wednesday, 9 to 10. Same time, same place.
Light Skin Nation.
This is Loose Lips with Ryan McIntosh, Jamal Clark, and Lauren Clark, the two Clarks.
Caller.
And I'm Loose Lips, only on radio.dominican.edu. Why?